Blog Talk Radio.
Show you off, take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the ice pool for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a un buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, sigo.
Do what me want, true beauty. Yeah. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, I suggest you choose anything you want, but just try your demon. Do what me want, true beauty. Yeah. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, I suggest you choose anything you want, but just try your demon.
Come on now. Come on. Let me show you all. Take off no matter the cost.
Take off.
Come on now. Come on. Let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival. Barbados, crop over yo.
Yeah.
For Trinidad, Tobago go. We could island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rio. Lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island things, rum punch and mojito. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo.
Coast to coast, sun banana. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull now for me marijuana. She then yeah, she know I'm creating the drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this brand. Let me take your fun to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
Do what me want. Choose anything you want, but just try your be my guy. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. So what you say, you choose anything you want, but just try your be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you off. Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey.
Was goody. It's your boy Hollywood. This is Hollywood and Friends. Here every Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to follow me on social media at I Am Hollywood. Follow our producer Stacy at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. Man, y'all don't even know why I was just trying to throw down this food real quick before the show started. Literally, like, I had, like, 8 minutes to eat, and I'm just, like, throwing it down, like, all right. Threw the juice and ran. Made it. Thank you all for tuning in, however you're tuning in. iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app. Appreciate you. Also, follow the page on Instagram, at Hollywood and Friends. Let me tell y'all what we're going to be talking about for today. Janet, documentary on Lifetime. It was a big deal. A lot of people tuned in. I actually wanted to get the viewer numbers. I'm going to see if I can find it real quick. But I know a lot of people was talking about it. It was this two-night tell-all, I guess, if you will, documentary about Janet Jackson, life, career, produced by her. So it's like from her POV, not something somebody else think they know. Is like straight from the Janet's mouth. So we got to see that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Cardi B wins big in court. She won this defamation lawsuit against a blogger. You know bloggers. They like the right things, clickbait a lot of times. And Cardi wasn't with it, and she followed through with suing. You hear a lot of celebrities talk about that all the time, like, I'm going to sue you, da-da-da, but Cardi actually did it. And looks like she won. I'm going to talk about that. Chris Brown was hit with a $20 million lawsuit for an alleged sexual assault. I feel like these are coming a dime a dozen these days. It's crazy. You just spoke about Trey Songz being accused of rape a few weeks ago. That's still pending. And now, everybody hates Chris. We need that audio every time we talk about Chris Brown in situations like this because, sheesh. Also, we're talking about Kanye West. Claims that he found a second Kim Kardashian and Ray J sex tape and all that. Well, blows my load later. 646-716-8544 is the number to call. Just press number one. Once you call, bring you on. Speak your mind. 2 cents, what you want to talk about regarding the topics. Let's kick it off. Excuse me. Let's kick it off with Janet and its Lifetime documentary. I was definitely looking forward to this documentary. I was like, yeah, because from the preview, it gave like little clips about, it gave a mention that Justin Timberlake reached out to Janet to, I guess, join him on the Super Bowl, on his Super Bowl halftime performance. When he was performing later on, past Nipplegate and all that, later on down the line, remember Justin performed, and so it was implying that he reached out. So from that preview alone, I was like, oh, what? I got to see this. So, tuned in. I actually fell asleep on the second hour of the first night. So I got to rewatch that one. But I seen the first hour, the first night, and I watched the whole thing of last night, which was the second day. One thing that was killing me, though, was the commercials. It was like Janet would say two lines, and then there's a commercial break. Come back on, she'll tell two more sentences, another commercial break. And it's like, bruh, how many commercial breaks? If you broke it down, we really didn't need two nights, because one whole night, if you add up all the commercials, that filled up that whole two-hour slot. Like, bro, Lifetime, why was there so many commercials? Every 5 seconds, commercial. And the commercial break seemed like they lasted longer than the damn doc when she was talking. I'm like, bro, wow. So, yeah, that happened. It was blowing my mind, but it was very interesting. One thing that's kind of trending right now regarding the doc is the fact that it was revealed Jermaine Dupri cheated on Janet Jackson. And I'm like, damn, no one's safe. First Halle Berry, then Beyonce, now Janet. That means all you regular girls, all you Shauna from the block, you're not safe. No one's safe. If Beyonce, Holly, and Janet could get cheated on, you can too. Everyone is a infidelity is an equal opportunity employer. A listener said, women cheat too, men aren't safe. You're damn right about that. I know firsthand. And a lot of times the women do it better, I hear. So a listener just said the same thing. We are better at hiding that fault. You're right about that one. a listener said they learned nothing new from the doc, but they're a Jackson stan. So, yeah, I'm sure if you really, really, like, follow her career, like, to that point, you probably didn't learn anything new. Yeah, I'm sure, for sure. But, yeah, so what else that I learned that was, like, I guess, new for me? The Justin part, him reaching out. I think at the point Justin wanted to possibly break the internet again, because, like, imagine what that would have been like. Justin Timberlake's halftime show, and then Janet pop out. Son, the world would have went nuts. Like, would CBS even have allowed that? Like, because we all know after that happened, it seemed like Justin toes, hugged baby, shook hands, and got his career back in line. And Janet just was like, whatever. So with that, it seems like, from the outside looking in, that Janet left a bad taste in the CBS executives and all that mob, even though the guy who was the head of CBS ended up in his own scandal a few years later. How ironic is that? But I wonder how they would have, like, if they would have been receptive to her joining his thing. I mean, I tell you, the ratings would have went shot through the roof. Curious how that would have went down. So that was something new that I learned. The Jermaine Dupri cheating on Janet was new. The fact that during the Scream video song era, you know, the song Scream that Janet did with Michael, it seems like there was, like, tension between them. Unsure if it was, like, from the camp, like Janet spoke about when she was on the set, or, like, she would shoot during the day, Michael would shoot at night, or vice versa, and his set would be closed, they wouldn't let her on, da-da-da, and it's like, you wouldn't think that that would be the case, and when you watch the video, you sure as hell wouldn't think that that was going on when the camera wasn't rolling. But I wonder if Michael knew that his team, because sometimes as the artist, you're in your own little situation, and you got a bunch of people around you handling things, so there's times where shit could be going on that you might not even know, because your man's in them is the one shutting down the joint, not letting you know that Janet's trying to get in. So I was wondering, like, did he know? Then she also spoke about a situation where they all met up at the house or something, Michael's house, and they were talking about going on tour, the Jacksons, and Janet was saying that she wanted to open for them, and she said she kind of got like a cold vibe from, I don't know if it was just Michael or the whole group as a whole, but that was kind of interesting and something new that I learned, that they was having those type of situations going on, which is relatable, right? Family's family. It don't matter if you're the Jackson 5 or the Browns, you know, you're going to have those dynamics going on in the family. I'm trying to think what else I learned from watching the Janet doc. Janet reveals she's an emotional eater, so she goes, like, food comforts her, and anytime something's bothering her, there she go. And I've seen it from the outside with Janet, when she's, like, in her off season, you see her maybe a little heavier. Then when it's time for an album to drop, boom, abs. 2 months, abs. What else? Let's see. I'm trying to really think. I'm trying to go through. It was a lot, and I'm just so distracted by the mini commercial breaks. A listener said, regarding the commercials, they probably had a high payment to Janet to pay for, so they had to pay. They had to. We need more ads. We need more advertisers, and they had to fit all of that in 4 hours. Yikes. Listen to say it would have vindicated him, Michael, and made her. Wait, what? Oh, it would have vindicated him. He needed. Oh, okay. I was reading that like, what? They say he needed to open for her. Because Michael at the time was going through the situation, like Janet even mentioned, that was another thing that I learned that just reminded me, she had a Coca-Cola contract on the table, like 2-3 days away from signing it, when the first allegation towards Michael came out. And Janet was guilty by association. They pulled that bill off the table. And I'm like, what? Like, that was, one, that was their loss. Because that's my brother. That ain't got nothing to do with me. So, but that was their loss at the end of the day. Oh, Justin, I'm sorry. The listener corrected. Not Michael needed to open for Janet. Justin Timberlake. When I was speaking about the Super Bowl situation. A listener said, Janet played nice to Justin Timberlake in his doc, but she was pissed back then. She mentioned in an interview that she was not ready to talk with him despite him reaching out. Yeah, I did feel that way when she was speaking about it. She even kind of still took the fall more during the doc when she spoke about it, when she said that he called her and was like wondering if he should say anything, and she basically told him like, look, all eyes on me, like don't say anything, don't get involved, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, very, very interesting. Trying to think, what else did I learn from the Janet doc? Let's see. Damn, I'm drawing a blank. All right, I'm gonna think about it. I'll come back to it. But we're going to move on to what else hot in these blogs. Cardi B wins her defamation lawsuit. Now, you know the blogs, how they like to do clickbait. A lot of times, they'll just post something to get the likes and not realizing, like, what you say on these blogs could really affect the person, especially if you're a popular blog. So this blog, Tasha K, she made multiple blog videos claiming that Cardi B was a prostitute, that she dabbled in drugs, and that she had contracted several STDs. And it was a bunch of other stuff. And celebrities say this all the time, like, I'm sue you, da-da-da, take this down. Cardi actually did it. It was a week-long trial, and she testified about experiencing a deep depression after Tasha K refused to remove the videos. And you know she probably added it on extra, like, I'm going to put this girl through the ringer. You want to play? You want to violate? I'm going to turn it on. She probably was on that stand like, I couldn't sleep. She said I had STD. Meanwhile, in the back of Cardi's mind, she's probably like, I don't give a fuck this girl wrote. But it was the principal. She probably wanted to teach this girl a lesson, and it worked. And at first, they granted Cardi at least $1 million at first. And then they were saying that punitive damages would possibly be coming out later on. So a few days after that, she was awarded another $3 million, I think it was. And I'm just like, sheesh. Does this blog even have that kind of money? Like, a part of it should have been that she needed to take her blog down. Like, little old us over here, we got our Facebook page snatched down from posting stuff that I guess wasn't supposed to be posted or that we didn't own, yada, yada. That they should keep that same energy in a case like this when someone's putting out false information. But Kay have $4 million to pay Cardi B. That is the question. So $4 million total plus $1.3 million for attorney fees. I'm not sure if that's included in the $4 million, but yikes. I wonder if this is going to change the way bloggers blog. Like, could this set in motion where they'll be like, nah, I ain't trying to get Tasha Cade out here. Let me think twice before I say that this girl is sniffing this or smoking this or having
sex. Okay,
I
have a legal note. Sorry, I have to say
okay.
it. Okay, because of pretty much to your point of what you just said. With defamation has the laws have always been what they are. They haven't changed. The problem is independent bloggers may not understand those laws, and they go out, they say whatever they want to say without educating themselves on what the laws are.
Right.
But if you're in media, it is what it is. It's always been the case. So I agree with another attorney that said the same thing. It shouldn't change the way you blog. It shouldn't change the laws. It shouldn't change the way corporations perhaps treat bloggers. It's just that bloggers need to be a little bit more educated in how they report the news. Yes, you should say allegedly, but you should also only report facts. And if it's not yet proven, say that. And when it comes to
right.
Cardi B, she did cry on the stand. I have to add this as a legal note. She did cry on the stand. It appeared to be genuine. From her perspective, she had an expert witness on the stand that said that it was genuine. She did face some depression, and it was also proven in court through documentation that she did not have the reported STD that Tasha K alleged that she had. So I just had to say that.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. But yeah, it's definitely slippery slope, because I think a lot of people just be wanting to like get views and clicks. I mean, or Tasha could have just had a vendetta out against Cardi. Maybe she like didn't like her or something. I don't know, but whatever the case is, she got to come up out them spandex pockets now. Whatever, she got to pay up. Pay up. But yeah, to that point though, like somebody like me would think from seeing how Cardi is, like, oh, Cardi ain't, she ain't fazed by that, but she could very well have been like really fazed by it. And at the end of the day, justice was served for Cardi B. So be afraid, be very afraid, you vloggers and bloggers, if you're out here being like, what's the word I'm looking for, malicious in what you're posting. And be sure to hit them with that allegedly when you're posting certain things. So a listener to say it would definitely cause indie bloggers to be more careful. $4 million is a lot for an indie blogger. True that. Another listener says sharing opinions on an existing story should be fine. Yeah. Someone said allegedly is not enough if it is a lie. That's how rumors work, right? Crazy, though. But congrats to Cardi B. Let's move on to what else is hot in these blogs. Your boy Chris Brown hit with a $20 million lawsuit for allegedly drugging and raping a choreographer. According to TMZ, I was just thinking how, like, this is crazy. According to TMZ, the woman, she says she's a single model choreographer. She claims she encountered Chris while hanging out on Diddy's yacht in Miami on Star Island in 2020. She said that, according to her, she says Chris Brown offered her a mixed drink that led to her to feel, quote, a sudden, unexplained change in consciousness. She later stated that she was disoriented and physically unstable. She's claiming Chris Brown took advantage of her, positioning her to get undressed, kissing on her, and she's claiming that Chris Brown not even saw her. Shot the club up, allegedly, and she also alleges that he texted her the next day and demanded that she take a Plan B pill, which she says she did. Her attorney says she didn't report the incident earlier because she was embarrassed, and she's now found the courage to sue for $20 million in damages for emotional distress and other things. I was talking to my boy about this last night, and I was just like, no one's safe these days, it feels like. Even if, you got people who are out here really, like, predators, like, really preying on women and, like, really drugging women and raping them and stuff, but if there's a situation where you are just, like, feeling like you're having a good time and you feel like it's both consensual, yada, yada, I was like, yo, people got to start, like, having people sign, like, agreements or something, like, because it just seems like you just never know. Because at the end of the day, even if you feel like it's consensual, you never know what the person might really be feeling or might decide to feel later. I'm like, damn, we got to, like, my boy was saying that he had probably had cameras set up and stuff, and it's like, nah, because then she could probably say that he was recording her without her permission or something. But I'm like, the same way people sign NDAs, it's like, nah, we need a sex contract drafted up, like, signed here, and a little voice note saying that you are in your right mind when you're signing this, that you're not under the influence. Shit is getting that type of real out here, but $20 million is the lawsuit. I want to say I read something that Chris Brown responded to it. Let me see if I can find that real quick. But, yikes. So, yeah, it says Chris Brown spoke out. Let's see. So, on Friday, he wrote, I hope y'all see this pattern. Whenever I'm releasing music or projects, they, quote-unquote, try to pull some real bullshit. No. It's crazy. So, yeah, it's clear Chris Brown is denying these allegations, and we'll see how this plays out, because it's like now you got to go through all of the steps to prove you didn't do this. Like, who got time for that? My man's trying to release a new album. But it's crazy. A listener said people need to educate themselves on what rape is. Someone else said a woman can say stop in the middle of a moment and say no. If you continue, that's her assault. True. What about if a woman say no after? And it already happened. Like, oh my God, I shouldn't have did that. No. So yeah, we'll see how this plays out. I did forget about our question of the day. If you are new here or if you've been here before, you know we do this question of the day every week. This week's question of the day is, in one sentence, how would you sum up the internet? 646-716-8544. If you want to answer, just press number one. In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet? For me, I would say the internet is too loud. That's how I would sum it up. The internet is very, very, very loud. And it could be for good It could be for that. It could be for rumors spreading, which is why Cardi B was depressed when this blog said she had an alleged STD. Like, it could be loud. That's my, in one sentence, how would you sum it up? Let's see, what else we got? Let's just say men need to become more educated on what assault is. Women are the underdogs in that historically women used to not be able to report assault. There are a lot of women who are victimized, though. Yeah, definitely. And that's what makes it, like, so crazy, because it seemed like it makes it where it seems like it's hard to, like, be the victim of sexual assault, because they're just coming out, thrown out, and some of them are proven to be false accusations, and it makes it, like, difficult for the true victims of crimes. And I do feel like if a woman accuses a man of rape, if he did it, let him be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But if it's proven that it wasn't the truth, I feel like that woman should be held liable. She should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, because that shit ain't nothing to play with. Like, you can't, and for those times when you just, like, upset or something, and then you want to say, oh, all right. And then I do believe that they are powers that be that likes to, when they want to bring someone down, this is the easiest way to tarnish someone. I felt this way about Michael, too, Michael Jackson, when watching the Janet Jackson documentary, when she was speaking about how when the allegations came out and they was asking her, like, do you believe, did you ever believe? And she was like, no. She was like, I know my brother. He doesn't have that in him. And it made me think, like, we see it happen all the time when I feel someone wants to, like, bring someone down a few notches, this is the route a lot of times they go. It's crazy. Listen, I said, not saying this girl is truthful, but the first thought shouldn't be to not believe, let the facts play out. True. Someone said this isn't Chris' first time in this scenario. Someone said Michael was a whole other level of influence and power. He also fought and won his last case. Right. Yeah, man. Let's see. What else we got? What are we talking about? Last but not least, Kanye West claiming that he found the second Kim Kardashian and Ray J sex tape. He says he obtained this laptop that included a new tape, unreleased, never before seen footage. And he said he brought it to Kim. And he said when Kim saw the laptop, she just broke down crying. He said something like, because she realized, like, what it meant or something, how people viewed her, something along those lines, Kanye West has said. But Kim Kardashian and Ray J both have spoken out about these claims that Kanye West found a second sex tape. Kim Kardashian, so let me tell you, because I just found the part of Kanye when he did this interview with Hollywood Unlocked, where he first revealed how the laptop situation came about. So he said, I met this man at the airport, He'd say, Ben got on the red eye, came back, delivered the laptop at 8 a.m. in the morning, and then I gave it to her, and she cried when she saw it. He said, I gave it to her, and she cried. You know why she cried? Because she saw the laptop, because it represents how much she's been used. It represents how much people didn't love her and just saw her as a commodity. So after this story went crazy on the loud internet, Kim K revealed through a spokesperson, she said the computer and hard drive collected were supposed to contain the original video and any unseen footage, but after review, there was nothing sexual unseen, only footage on the plane on the way to Mexico, which I guess is where the first sex tape happened, and footage at a club and restaurant on the same trip. The statement goes on to say Kim remains firm in her belief that there is no new second tape that exists. After 20 years, she truly wishes to move on from this chapter and focus on the positive things she continues to do as a mother, entrepreneur, and advocate for justice reform. Ray J also speaks out after Kim's statement through a spokesperson and said Ray J is focused on his children, technology, company Raycon, and his film, TV, music career at the moment. He only wishes Kim and Kanye the best in all of their endeavors and will not be discussing or addressing the past. And then he tweeted out himself separately, this needs to stop. I also have kids. Man, oh man. If there's a, I doubt there's a second tape, because I feel like all these years, that shit would have definitely came out already. It would have been leaked already. A listener say, Kanye was given the tape by WAC100/Ray J. WAC100 is going around saying there is, but to me it is all juvenile. They need to leave Kim alone. And even if it is, what are we going to see different that we didn't see on the first one? We already know what goes down, how it goes down, everything. What is there to really see? A different outfit? Different angle? Like, would it really be, like, news? WAC 100 said it was more raunchy, listen to said it. So why don't WAC release this tape if he don't want to get sued like Tasha K? But yeah, it's crazy. 20 years ago, wow. 20 years ago when you think about it, that's a long ass time. And they all got kids now. They all got all their children, well, not Ray J's kid because I think she's a little too young, but most of Kim's children have access to the internet and could see things and read things. I think Northwest even has a TikTok, so it's like it's a different ball game now. It's a different ball game. We'll see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. All right. I think that concludes what's hot in these blogs. I'm trying to think because I had something that blows mine, but I'm trying to think if I remember what it is. Dang, what was it? I remember telling somebody that, I'm going to save that for, that's going to be my what blows mind next time I do a show. Damn, I should have wrote it down. I can't remember it right now. Drawing a blank. All right, so I'm going to scratch that. I'll try to, if I think of it by next week's show, I'll say it. But, yeah, I think that concludes what's hot in these blogs. Yeah, that's it. And that's it. All right, so we're going to get ready to get up out of here. Appreciate you for listening, however you're listening. Tune in at Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, iTunes. Once again, my name is Hollywood. Follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at I Am Hollywood. Follow our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. YouTube.com/HamptonBlue. We got some video versions of the show. Tune in, like, comment, subscribe, and all that. And I see it. Appreciate you. Until next time, Hollywood and Friends, we out.
On the bottom, now we're here, girl. Oh, yeah. It's my butt right here. Hallelujah.